counting down the days to the Spokane Auto Show.
New name, new show, new cars.
It's never been better. 2016 is where past, present, and future automotive technology meet under one roof at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center, February 12th through the 14th. The Spokane Auto Show has something for everyone, including the new 2016 lineup from 30 different manufacturers, electric car rides for kids, mini classic car show, and great prizes. College basketball tickets, a 50-inch TV, GoPro, a Mirabeau Park hotel package, and tons of other prizes are all up for grabs.
Don't miss this once-a-year event
where you can view cars, trucks, and SUVs from 30 different manufacturers.
Financing is available at this event.
Parking is free, tickets sold at the door, and good all weekend. Senior and military discounts, and kids 12 and under are free. Make the Spokane Auto Show a part of your weekend, February 12th through the 14th at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Visit SpokaneAutoShow.com for details.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
And good day to you. It is Kent Adams, and we're going to have some fun today because we have a partner from across the street, just down the hall. Well, sort of down the hall because she's actually across the street in the Spokesman Review building. Almost call it Chronicle building. Those
don't
are the old days,
the
aren't they?
Building.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to the Chronicle? People quit reading the newspaper
that.
In the evening.
Get over the Chronicle thing, okay?
Okay.
It's been a while. It's been some time. No, yeah. The Spokesman Review.
Yes.
Yes.
Pia Hallenberger.
Hallenberg.
Okay, if I can get it straight here this morning. It is early in the morning, at least for some
you
of us.
You can just
here.
Call me Pia. I have a weird last name. I'm okay. Like Madonna. I don't have a last name. Just call me Pia, okay? It works for most other people.
You aren't going to start singing for us, are you?
I will not, I promise.
Oh, okay. Back in my
They'll
old...
They'll shut you down,
yeah,
okay?
Well, back in my old YMCA days in Southern California, we'd do camping. I always loved camping and with the kids and so forth. And I remember telling them if they didn't like my singing, they would have to sing louder. And boy, did they sing loud around the campfire.
Bet. Yeah. I bet. You can catch me at a like karaoke hour once in a while. But
oh,
takes,
really?
Yeah, you
do
can.
Do you do that?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But it takes,
do you run into Dave Cotton and some of those folks too?
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Oh, okay.
I like to go places where nobody knows me.
Nobody knows your name.
Nobody knows who I am, no. Exactly.
Well, Pia, one of your major... Major news coverage items, if you will, assignments is the Spokane Valley Chamber of, Chamber of Commerce, but the Valley City Council and the Valley itself.
Yep.
It's more than just the council. It's more than just the chamber. It's more than that. But so much happens, of course, around the council meetings and so forth, because that's mm-hmm. where the regulations are made and so forth. Tell us what's going on. We haven't talked about this since the new year, and here we are at the beginning of February, and there have been some changes made.
There's been some changes. As we all know, it was an election year last year, and what that meant in Spokane Valley was really not that much of a change, but it's still significant because the majority on the city council switched from a less conservative majority to a significantly more conservative majority. The council is, of course, not political. Nobody runs for a party, but spend some time and it becomes...
Well,
fairly
you know
obvious.
Where people stand.
You know,
I mean,
where people stand.
Sure.
And I feel comfortable using the terms less conservative and more conservative.
Sure.
I don't think I'm offending anybody by saying that. So the more conservative people are now in charge. And things got off to a slightly rowdy start. There were some things that they really wanted to get through. They hadn't been able to get through. And the first thing they did was pass a resolution saying that Spokane Valley is not a sanctuary city. All cities in America are not sanctuary cities.
I was going to say.
I just want to make that completely clear before I say anything else.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's kind of making the negative of the negative here.
Yeah. Well, you could say that.
You know
Seattle,
what I mean?
Seattle?
Versus saying, yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes.
Otherwise, a city isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You really don't have to do anything. You don't have to run. Don't run home and call your city council member and say, oh, my gosh, we need to change the ordinances. You don't. You are automatically not a sanctuary city. However, because immigration is a big issue for some people, some cities like Portland and Seattle have enacted certain laws that protect people who are in the country in an undocumented fashion.
You were careful to say that versus illegal.
Yes.
Okay.
Until they're proven illegal. Yes. Yeah. I believe in using the right word.
Okay.
And until you can show me that you are illegal, in my words, in my mind, you are undocumented. You are an undocumented immigrant. That's fine. Seattle and Portland, have enacted, changed some laws to protect people who are, you know, for whatever reason, not within, their status has expired or whatever. Other cities have begun to pass these resolutions to show support, kind of push the other way, you know. So they want to make it very clear that they are absolutely not protecting undocumented immigrants under any circumstances. Now,
so there are cities doing that?
Yes, Seattle and Portland, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and there are some other cities, but Seattle and Portland is who I know of right here.
Okay.
What makes this really interesting for someone who knows a little bit about immigration law is that immigration law is actually a federal issue. Anything immigration is federal.
Right.
It's not state. It's not city.
Right.
So your city can enact any sort of law that it would very much like to, but essentially the feds are in charge of that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the sheriff showed up. 2 weeks ago at the city council meeting and said, you know, it's nice to work with you guys, but I just want to make it very clear that immigration and detaining undocumented aliens is a federal issue. So if the sheriff picks somebody up who is not legal for whatever reason, now I said the word, I said legal, who's not documented for whatever reason, that person can be detained by the sheriff for a short time and they're handed over to Homeland Security or Immigration and Customs, ICE.
Right.
So it's a commentary really on an issue, how we feel about immigration. Legally, it doesn't have that much an impact.
Well, it really kind of comes down to the sheriff or police department in a given community, doesn't it?
And
the instructions? I mean, whether they're going to look the other way.
I talked to the police chief in the Valley. I asked him about this stuff. I said, what happens when you pull somebody over and it turns out they're not, their visa expired or whatever? And he says, it's very simple. We give it over to the feds. They have very specific protocols that they follow. And, you know, they can detain the person for a short time until the feds can pick this person up.
Okay.
Now, what the sheriff shared was that the feds are not always on time.
Yeah.
How about that? They're not always on time. And so sometimes there's some frustration around that, but it's really not anything that the sheriff has any control over.
But you can go to a sanctuary city like San Francisco, and they won't turn over to the feds.
I think it's not so much about being turned over to the feds. It is more about ensuring cooperation from people who are here who are not documented.
Okay.
Because if you're not documented and something happens to you, you're not likely to call the police.
Right, right.
If you're not documented and you're involved in something and you get picked up and the police are asking questions, you're likely to do whatever you can to hide the fact that that your status has expired.
Yeah, it's like a drug dealer who gets robbed isn't going to call the police to complain.
Exactly, exactly. So the argument for being a sanctuary city is, you know, that it's a humane thing to do, but also that it ensures some cooperation from communities that otherwise, you know, we have a difficult time or have a hard time, you know, penetrating. They just shut down. They're like, no, we didn't hear anything, we didn't see anything. Now go home.
So the city council, the Valley City Council passed this?
Yes, they passed a resolution saying they're not a sanctuary city. And that's fine. It's created some heartburn because people feel strongly about immigration.
Right.
And it was a wild discussion. The resolution was introduced at the beginning of the meeting.
To the surprise of some?
To the surprise of the minority, of course. And so they took some offense to the fact that they felt like they were being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now the minority, so there was not much they could do about that. So that's
Welcome to being a conservative on the Spokane City Council, right?
Well, yeah, it's
even worse there on the opposite side.
The Valley is more conservative than Spokane is. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
And that is just a fact. But things got off to kind of a rowdy start.
Yeah.
And then last week, we all got into the whole transgendered bathroom conversation. I don't know if you've heard of that conversation.
I've heard it's going on. It's not really read a lot about it, but
okay,
bring us up to date, will you?
I can nutshell it for you, all right? Essentially, Washington State has anti-discriminatory laws, right? If you're a minority, you're protected.
Okay.
2006, the law included transgender people, specifically included transgender people, right? Transgender people say, we would like to use the bathroom according to the sex that we identify as.
Okay.
The way we look.
Right.
That's the bathroom.
So I may be a male, but I really feel female in terms of
I look like a woman.
Outlook. Right.
I look like a woman. I dress like a woman. I am transgender. I'm transitioning to becoming a woman.
Right.
I would like to use the women's room.
Okay. You're not making an announcement right at this point, are
no!
you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. No,
breaking
I'm not.
News.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just trying to explain things because it's hard for people to. It's difficult for people to imagine what that's like.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, I look like a woman. I use the ladies' room. I have never thought about that. But if you are in that place of transition, it can be difficult.
Yes.
So the transgender people said, well, we would like to use the bathroom according to how we look.
Okay.
That was fine until right around Christmas when the Human Rights Commission responded to a complaint from a gym over on the west side where an issue they had at the gym because transgender people, again, wanted to use the locker rooms where they felt like they fit.
Right.
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 So the Human Rights Commission issued a statement saying, well, transgender people are protected by the anti-discriminatory law in Washington State, and there's really nothing you can do to stop them from using locker rooms or bathrooms according to how they identify. There's just really nothing you can do. What the Human Rights Commission did was it clarified the law that's already there.
Okay.
And set off a
firestorm.
I can't say that word. A firestorm.
Okay.
Yes. There was a huge conservative backlash. Everybody forgot, conveniently, that there are probably lots of transgender people who already do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I don't know.
And
I don't care.
Right.
Because it really doesn't matter. They just go, they shower, they get dressed, they leave, they go to the bathroom, they get out. You know, that probably happens more than anybody can imagine.
I bet you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the City of the Valley decided that they had to come out on this issue, right? I mean, they had
come out on this issue.
They had to take a stand on this issue.
I know.
And introduced another resolution. It's Sam Wood, who's been very, very, he's the newly elected council member. He introduced another resolution saying that, you know, we won't have any of this. This legislation needs to be repealed. The Human Rights Commission has overstepped its boundaries. They've tightened up the resolution a little bit so it's not as angry as it first was. And, you know, we need to vote on this. We need to send a strong message to the Senate, and we need to get this bill off the books. We need to get this legislation has to get off the books. Forget it. So we had that conversation last week.
Okay.
They sent a letter to the Senate saying we want this off the books. The first Senate hearing was on Wednesday last week.
Okay.
And it looks like it's going to go all the way to the Senate. If it goes all the way to the Senate, the bill will be gone. And there's a little curl on the new legislation saying that the Human Rights Commission cannot issue any other clarifications about transgender people.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. A chance for a little cup of coffee.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
New Year's resolutions are only helpful if you have a plan for achieving them. If your finances didn't turn out the way you wanted them to last year, then now's the time to take control of your financial future. Start with these three questions. Where am I right now? What are my goals? What can I do to achieve them? Then find free tools, a budgeting guide, and more at stcumoney.org. STCU is federally insured by NCUA.
To report unflinchingly and in-depth news, sports, and weather. 10 additional pages of entertainment every Friday in 7. Twice a week coverage of all things outdoors. At the table, on the go, in the moment, for as little as $1 a week. The Spokesman Review keeps you connected to the community whenever and wherever you choose. Your trusted partner for stories that matter for 131 years and counting. Visit spokesman.com and subscribe to the experience.
As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.
Well, welcome back. Kent Adams here with Let's Talk Spokane and Pia Hellenberg from the Spokesman Review. We've been talking about all kinds of crazy things that the Spokane Valley.
I wouldn't use the term crazy. It's interesting.
Interesting.
You know, it's interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting.
That's a very kind word.
The term crazy should not be applied lightly.
Okay. Well, maybe
know?
I'm the so crazy I'm, one.
I think interesting is the right way to.
Okay,
do it.
Okay. Well, we'll be good.
Yes.
And careful and all of that.
Yes.
Okay. So we've taken care of the sanctuary city issue. We've taken care of the gender issue.
We're not quite done with the gender
issue. Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that.
It's on the agenda again tonight.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yes.
So what's going to happen tonight?
I don't think much is going to happen. The actual resolution will be introduced tonight. And since the city council already voted on a letter last week, I don't really expect many changes.
I was going to say, what else is there to do?
Well, there's probably not much. You know, it allows the public an opportunity to say a few things, you know, about how they feel about it. But that's probably pretty much it. So we'll see. I could be surprised, though. I've been surprised before. So
yes.
We'll just
surprised.
Take it from there.
Okay. Another kind word.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on? I'm afraid to ask. What else is...
You can ask. It's okay.
Okay.
There's a couple of things that they're looking at or coming up or whatever. Tonight, there'll be a presentation. The Public Facilities District is going to be there and give them a presentation about the new sportsplex that's been proposed downtown.
Okay.
Just north of the river. And you may ask, well, why are they making a presentation in the Valley? Well, it's a county-wide initiative. The Public Facilities District is countywide.
Right.
So they are really trying to get the support from the Valley City Council.
Right.
My prediction is that that's going to become increasingly difficult because the Valley really wants its own facilities.
Okay.
So we'll see if there's a way of striking some sort of a deal. I don't know.
But, you know, it's you know, what's good for the city downtown and what's good for the Valley are good for each other. I mean, you look at the Hub Center out there and what's happened with that the last couple of years and so forth. I remember working on Mirabeau Point and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
there when they added to the convention center, and this is, what, 20 years ago now, 15 years ago, they included Mirabeau Point with Center Place and so forth,
exactly.
Which was a way to get the Valley to be supportive
and
so forth. And
I think there's a strong feeling on the council that the tax dollars that are collected in the Valley should stay in the Valley, and they should go to facilities in the Valley, fill the hotels out there, fill the restaurants out there. It's part of establishing the Valley as its own city, right?
Right.
I mean, they're still struggling a little bit for an identity. And so we'll see what happens. I'll keep an open mind about it, but it's going to be probably a difficult sell.
What do you happen to know what the current status of Center Place is? Are they leasing that out and renting that out on a quite often basis?
I think Center Place is doing pretty good. That's my impression, at least. Yeah. I mean, there are classes and events and whatnot out there, so I think that's doing pretty good. Who's doing very well is the Hub.
Okay, yes.
They just had the 1 millionth visitor.
Right.
I mean, that is just crazy. They are busy.
Phil
packed,
has done an astounding job the last, 5 or 6 years?
5 or 6. I think it's been about 5 years.
Yeah,
yes. So it's amazing. That place is booming. I think Center Place is doing just fine. And I don't know. Maybe there's a way they can work something out. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. But that's one of the things we're looking at tonight. And then coming up in later this year is they have to renegotiate their contract with the sheriff. The Valley contracts his police services with the sheriff's department and has been doing so since they incorporated in 2003. And there are some people who are a little critical of this contract. They want the Valley to have its own police department, stop contracting with the sheriff. We can do better on our own. And that's going to be, it's really, I don't know if you can imagine a contract for policing services. I mean, it's everything from health care for your officers to how much oil you need to put in the rigs they take out every night. It is a hugely complicated issue. But I'm going to see if I can take a look at that and explain it a little bit later this year.
Yeah,
it comes up for negotiation every 2 years, so there's nothing controversial about that.
Okay.
Whether or not they want to get the police department is interesting.
Are there some on the council, for instance, that are pushing for their own police department?
I have not heard a clear... I can't quite go there yet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard a clear statement. There is some pushing in that direction. You know, they want to look at the contract. They want to make sure they don't overspend, whatever.
Sure.
So we're going to have some intense discussions about that.
Yeah, but everything I've heard is it's really a good deal, an economical deal makes sense. But
I think coming up
every 2 years does make sense in terms of renewing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it's like having a lease. You know, you lease anything, you look at the contract at a certain time period and you go, no, let's look at this. So, but it's a smaller group of very vocal residents that come to the city council meeting and are very critical of this.
Do you have your George McGrath out there?
He's only been there once.
But I mean, do you have someone like him?
We have somebody quite like him, yes.
Okay.
George has only visited once.
And that's enough.
I'm afraid he's going to be listening to this, but if he shows up 3 times in a row, I'm probably going to write a story about him.
Yeah.
I think they cut him off here in Spokane at City Hall.
Yeah. Gosh, he's been doing that for I don't know how many years.
I started covering the city council in Spokane in 98, and
yeah.
I swear he was there.
Yeah.
So he ran for office once, didn't win.
Yes.
He applied for the vacant seat, didn't get that either.
I know. Well, you kind of look at some of these, what I call also-rans. I mean, they just keep running for this and that. And the one thing I guess you have to admire is in some perverted way is that he always has an opinion about something.
Yes.
There's not an issue. I think he, though, sets the tone for the Spokane City Council that why would you want to go down there and speak as a citizen or as a business person? That's what I worry about.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if these new rules that the Spokane City Council have adopted, if they make any difference, because you have to. Part of what you do as a politician is you listen to the people who elected you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure cutting them off or saying, no, sir, I'm sorry, you spoke earlier this month, you can't say anything tonight. I'm not sure how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. So.
But in some ways I can't blame them as a council, though. At what point do you just listen to babble? And I say that from years ago doing KXOY 920, and he and... there was another Adams that would call in and others.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of the regulars.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'd be told who was on the line and I'd just roll my eyes like, okay.
I think you try, you you know, it's part of, it's also part of what we do in media,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I get phone calls and I look at the phone number and I go, oh gosh, darn it.
There's Kent again.
And I pick up the phone and, you know, you listen and you say, oh, really, that happened. I'll be darned, you know. It's part of what you do. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left, so let's yes. just kind of wind things up. Tonight is the Spokane Valley City Council. This is February 2nd. Probably most people will hear this afterwards. But what else can we expect? What will your article be on tomorrow?
Well,
tonight, of course.
Tonight. Yeah. Well, there will be a City Council story on Thursday. Excuse me. And there will also be a story. It's a very, very sweet story about... an elderly woman who had a tree fall on her house during windstorm, couldn't afford to get it removed. I mean, it's very expensive.
Yes.
And a local tree company went out and helped her out.
Nice.
Got the tree off the house for free. Or as I said on Facebook yesterday, got the house off the house for
yeah.
free.
Yeah.
There was a tree. They got the tree off the house for free. It's a very sweet story.
You could call it a tree house.
I could call it a tree house.
You could, but you shouldn't.
You couldn't see the house. I'm telling
really?
You. You
really?
Could not see the house.
I've been told about more horror stories.
Kind of. It was, I don't know, but they helped her, so it's a
good.
Very sweet story. It's nice to do stories like that.
You know, we do have a real caring community
yes,
when things
we do.
Come up.
Yes, we do.
People, you know, do step up. And
people show up.
Yeah.
They always do,
yeah.
And in surprising
that's what I love
way.
About Spokane.
Yeah.
And when I say Spokane, I mean more than just the city
yeah.
of Spokane, the Spokane
yeah.
County and,
well,
and
you
our
know,
area.
Speaking of showing up, I'm thinking of starting another round of coffee hours in the Valley. I did that for a while when
okay.
I first started covering
right.
the beat. And I think I'm going to have to get back to that now when I have a little bit more of a profile. And there's certainly
uh-oh.
Lots of things to talk about.
Uh-oh. She's talking TV and radio is what she's talking about.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't tell
anybody.
I'm
a newspaper reporter. I don't do the TV thing.
You're right, right. What was the first thing you asked for when you came in? Where's the mirror? No, I'm
I
just
said,
kidding.
Where's the mirror? Yes.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to install it just because when we go live, I think there will be people who, you know, come in from a windy day and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Pia Hallenberger, Berg.
Hallenberg, yes.
Okay, why do I want
to... just call me Pia.
Okay.
I'm telling you
right.
it works.
Okay, I will do that. I will do... I'm used to people like with Smith and Adams. You know, I mean, keep it simple.
Sorry.
For some of us. And great to have you here. Let's plan to do this often, okay?
Yes, please.
And then as we move into the future, you're going to bring some guests from...
I will bring some guests.
The city council.
Yes,
will
I
you
will.
Be nice to them and all?
I'm always nice to them. I'm always nice to them. I work with them all the time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a good day.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.